Welcome to another episode of the Alter Your Health podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, hello and welcome. We value your time and energy and hope you receive a lot from tuning in. As a listener-supported show, we rely on you to help us grow. We'd be so grateful if you share the show or a favorite episode with a friend or fellow health seeker. Living a healthy and nourishing life doesn't always come easily, especially in today's crazy world. But that's why we're here, doing what we love, hopefully helping you along with information and inspiration that fuels your health pursuits. If you're looking for more support, consider subscribing to the monthly meal guide membership. Just $11 per month gets you access to a weekly meal guide filled with healing and delicious whole food plant-based recipes, along with invitations to our regularly scheduled support calls where we can connect, answer questions, and keep the good vibes flowing in our healthy lives. You can learn more at www.alter.health/meal-guides. And if you're looking for more in-depth support, check out our other services. We offer both one-on-one consulting as well as educational programs. All of our current offerings are listed at www.alter.health. Our ultimate goal is to empower you to heal yourself. Keeping with that theme, let's dive into today's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Wisdom Wednesday. I'm Dr. Susanna Alter.
And I'm Dr. Ben.
And we're both naturopathic doctors who empower individuals in healing themselves and reversing disease through whole food, plant-based nutrition, and mind-body medicine.
Today, we're talking about freedom. And boy, what a wonderful, important, empowering topic. And of course, the topic of freedom, oddly, like, I think it's so interesting how freedom in our most recent times has become like a politicized thing. It's like, oh, these people like freedom, these people don't like. But I wanted to explore really fundamentally what is freedom and where we can reliably find it and access it, and how we might collectively be able to experience more of it, which I feel like freedom that we experience on an individualized basis very much can be celebrated collectively and goes hand in hand with peace, because the lack of freedom is tension and stress and anxiety and restriction, and freedom is health and peace and aliveness and vitality. So of course that is just a good thing to experience more of.
Beautiful. I love this topic, and thanks for choosing it, because it's been on my mind recently as well. And I guess I want to kind of maybe ask you, because you chose the topic. Is there anything that you want to start with?
Yeah, I did want to start with this quote came to mind as I was thinking about freedom. I thought about Viktor Frankl and his book, Man's Search for Meaning. Viktor Frankl, of course, was a Holocaust survivor. And this quote, I think, is just so powerful. Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. So of course, Viktor Frankl here is talking about that inalienable, that true inalienable right, that true inalienable freedom that is innate, that freedom to choose how we are, what we think, how we perceive, our perception moment to moment is our most fundamental God-given freedom. And, you know, I think it's interesting in this quote here that Viktor Frankl says, the last of the human freedoms to choose one's attitude. He says that is the last of the human freedom. Now, you know, first human freedom, last human freedom, I don't think it really matters too much, but it is the that fundamental human freedom from which everything else unfolds that we might call a freedom. You know, of course, there's all of the freedoms in, you know, Western civilizations, to the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, all of these things that unfold from our freedom to choose, our freedom to be. So I think this quote is powerful. And if we were to truly embody that, to truly live with an integrated understanding of our most fundamental, basic, inalienable freedom to choose, then we would always be free. We would, in fact, always feel free. And everything that is expressed and how we show up and how we relate with ourselves and others coming from that place of expansive freedom, then all of these other kind of more, what am I trying to say? The more tangible things that, like, you know, freedom to, of owning property and freedom of speech again, and religion and gathering and, you know, First Amendment rights and Second Amendment rights and all these Bill of Rights and these kind of like physical world, quote unquote, freedoms. Mm-hmm. They all that all kind of fades into the background because it all unfolds from this fundamental, what I think is like the first human freedom.
Yeah.
I don't think that really flowed from my mouth as I wished it to, but in any case.
I mean, what I see it as is like the most important freedom that can't ever be taken away from us. Mm. And I've been thinking about a lot. I've been thinking about this a lot in the context of my own personal life and how people can kind of structure their lives to try to feel more free, right? Choose a job or a schedule that helps them feel more free. Decide to have kids or not to have kids to feel more free. Or have a dog or a cat to feel more free.
And then there's, of course, the really big one of like having lots of money because they have, quote unquote, financial freedom. Or
financial freedom, right.
Like if we have this or we don't have this or we do this or don't do this, then we'll experience more freedom.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because I've definitely found myself kind of slipping into the mentality of feeling like, oh, you know, if I want more freedom, like, okay, how can I change something in my life to help me feel more freedom? Or the other night, you know, you and I were talking about kind of a bigger life change. And I remember it brought up this fear in me of like, well, if we do that, then I might not feel as free as I do right now. But then it really hit me. It really hit me that, similar to what Viktor Frankl was saying, it's like the ultimate freedom, the freedom that I know I've been really craving and have been becoming more attuned with, is simply the freedom to be me. And I think that parallels what Viktor Frankl was saying, you know, the freedom to choose how we are in life, how we respond to things and how we show up in life. You know, it's interesting on a more personal level. It's like, I feel as though because of kind of patterns of buying into insecure thoughts and wanting to please people and, you know, yeah, essentially like, here we are again talking about people pleasing, but if we think about the tendency to people please, it doesn't feel like a very free state to be in because it feels like we're living our lives for other people, not for ourselves, right?
As I think about people pleasing, I think about the visual that comes to mind is literally someone like behind bars,
yes,
like in a cage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And of course that is not freedom.
No, but the interesting thing is that cage is made up of nothing other than our thoughts of how we should be and how what we should do to be a good person and whatever.
Yeah.
But if we see that thoughts are formless energy, that cage can dissolve in an instant. And so, yeah, that was the insight I had a few nights ago was, wow, you know, the freedom I've been craving is not anything that I could get from changing my schedule or changing this or changing this in my life. The freedom I've been looking for is the shedding of those thoughts that have shackled me, right? These insecure thoughts that I bought into, saying or, you know, making me think like I had to act a certain way in order to gain love or respect in this world.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you brought up your own personal experience with freedom. And of course, the other thing that comes to my mind when I'm thinking about what it means to be free and where we can find it, I know, and of course, that fundamental, inalienable, basic human freedom of choosing how we relate to or how we respond to circumstances and our perception of the world is so powerful. And the other thing that is so powerful is the freedom that comes from our understanding and embodiment of health in our bodies. I remember learning in our philosophy class in medical school, naturopathic medical school, that health is freedom. Physical health is freedom to move our bodies uninhibited without pain. Mental health is freedom to think freely and to be curious and creative in that space. Emotional health is the freedom for emotions to flow through us without grasping or clinging onto any one of those emotions. And again, when we're talking about health, freedom, that is also innate. That is also inalienable. And I believe that we live in this paradigm where it is completely misunderstood where health comes from, completely misunderstood where freedom comes from. Health comes from within. You know, it sounds cliche. It sounds like a wooey, wooey, wooey thing. But the fact is, health is innate. We are born healthy. And the way that we live, the way that we think, the way that we eat, the way that we breathe, the way that we drink, the way that we sleep, all of these things fundamentally impact our experience of health. But health is innate and health is our responsibility. And embodying that truth leads to freedom. Freedom from reliance and dependence on anything outside of ourselves to give us some semblance of health, because that isn't real, that isn't lasting, that isn't sustainable, that isn't true. So in a nutshell, I think that freedom also is knowing truth. And of course, the most fundamental truth is that we are free. We are fundamentally in our core peaceful. We are fundamentally in our essence healthy. And living from that deep understanding and that deep knowing is liberating, is extremely liberating, knowing that there isn't anything in our external environment, in our world, that can impinge upon that. That is really liberating. It doesn't matter, you know, who shows up at our door to try and take freedoms away from us. We know where it comes from. It doesn't come, like, it can't be taken from us. Mm-hmm. It can't. So if we believe that, and if we know that, then we are always free. And if, you know, it's just a powerful and pertinent thing to own.
Yeah. And what's coming to mind for me is the degree to which we feel free depends solely on where our state of mind is. Because in any moment, we could make some story that we're not free, right? We could say, oh, well, oh, gosh, so-and-so called and I have to go do this for them and I'm not free to do what I want to do today. And it feels awful. Yeah. But the truth is, it's like if we just let go of those thoughts and come back to our kind of default state of a clear mind, we see the truth for what it is, which is that that freedom, we can feel that freedom in any moment. If Viktor Frankl could feel it in his circumstances, then we can certainly feel it in any situation. It's a state of mind. So
yeah, and thank you, Iggy, for your wonderful comment here of truth, that true freedom is not attainable in the physical world. True freedom.
No, I mean, if we try to find it in the physical world, we're just trying to control stuff, right?
And that is inherently that searching inherently, like you said, puts the shackles on us.
Yep.
because we're subject to what goes on out there. We're imprisoned by our external circumstances. So true freedom, you know, beautifully put, Iggy, is that knowing of where it comes from, you know, and that embodiment.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Thomas, thanks for your comment too. I agree. The simplicity of the three principles is very much sublime. Love that word.
Yeah. And understanding where life happens from and understanding our power and our role in creating and dictating our human experience. And again, it's like, okay, yeah, I know that I create my experience based on my thoughts in the moment. And I know that, but it's one thing to kind of have that intellectual, like, okay, yeah, I know that, to have that really true embodied experience and live from there. Again, from that place where no one can infringe upon that. It's just not possible. It's like a force field. It's like a force field of truth. And it's, you know, powerful. And that's, I guess, the take home message, is to create that force field, or not even create it. But know that it already exists and live from that understanding of where your freedom is. Because I believe that when we collectively do that, when we live from there, then we will, and we are experiencing more peace on our planet, starting from right inside.
Speaking of, that's the name of our program, Peace on Earth.
Oh yeah.
If you're interested in diving into these discussions on a more deeper level on a weekly basis, we have our Peace on Earth program where we meet with our Peace on Earth members on Zoom. And it's just a wonderful hour of us all talking about really the truth of what creates the human experience.
Yep. Mind, thought, consciousness, and the brain body connection, and your power as a human being. So thanks for tuning in to another Wisdom Wednesday episode. Thanks for your comments and feedback. Feel free to like and share, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Bye for now.
Peace and love.